There is another factor that plays a role in every test that we're challenged with. This factor is determined by our own worthiness, mitzvahs, averus, how good we are, or the opposite. Hashem crafted the tests of this world in such a way that the actions and the deeds of each person also contribute to how much help he will receive from Hashem to achieve his perfection. The greater a person is, the more protection he'll have from falling into sin, as the pasuk says, "V'ragle chasid of Yishmar." Hashem guards the feet of his pious people. And here too, there are many different levels and qualifications involved. There can be one person who, according to his past actions and deeds, Hashem will only help him slightly in passing his test, whereas someone else has merited to be assisted greatly, and it'll be easy for him to achieve greatness and perfection. Another person might not have the merit to get special help from heaven, yet Hashem won't make it overly difficult for him to pass his test, while another person might have a judgment passed against him, determining that there should be many roadblocks in his way to perfection, and it will take him a tremendous amount of determination and strength and toil to pass those nisyanos. Someone who is a true rasha, an evil person, might have all paths to spirituality made distant from him, because that was his choice, and he'll fall into the evil that he created. There are details upon details in every person's life and mission, and each person is unique, and the nisyanos are crafted specifically for him. The difficulties and the tsaros and the distractions we face in this world are like a wall that we have to break through in order to succeed and progress forwards. For a rasha, Hashem will sometimes put many roadblocks in his way simply to prevent him from doing the evil things he's planning on doing. Because Hashem, in his ultimate wisdom, decides what deed should take place and what shouldn't. And Hashem will prevent the rasha through tzaras and failure. And this is what David HaMelech davens for in Tehillim. Al titein Hashem ma'avaye rasha. Hashem, don't allow a rasha to realize his desires. Based on what Hashem decides for each person, the level of difficulty and the level of support he gets from heaven, it will also determine the judgment he receives for passing or failing the nisayon. Someone that everything is working out for him and he has all that he needs to serve Hashem and nevertheless chooses not to will obviously be judged more strictly than someone who failed because he was in a very difficult situation and had many distractions. And different things pulling at him. Hashem judges each person according to what he truly is. Whether he was a shayeg, it was unintentional, or a mezid, he did it deliberately, he was an ines, he was forced, or he was beratzen, he did it free will. Hashem knows all our actions, all our thoughts, and everything that plays a role, because he put it into place, and he passes his judgment accordingly. If we think into this ourselves, we can see how this plays such a role in our lives. From minute to minute, there are times, for example, when it is easy to be patient with our friends, spouses, children, and there are times when it is very difficult. Sometimes it seems like everything is conspiring against us to make us fail. The food got burnt, one child is hurting another one, we got insulted by a coworker, we just lost money, whatever, and all the things, and we're tired, and we're hungry, and we're hangry, and then we're expected to be patient also. There are times when we are just able to daven. No one's calling us. No one's disturbing us. No one's screaming. No one's yelling. We don't have to run in. We don't have to run out. We can be there on time and leave on time. We're not tired. And there are times that we just don't have a moment of serenity at all day. These are all different levels of tests, all determined by Hashem according to His master plan, based on all different kinds of cheshbonos. Of what our mitzvahs are, what our averus, how much we deserve to be helped, and how much the help will play a role in our nisayon. Again, pratim and pratim and pratim, details and details and details. And every single test is adjusted and calibrated with just the right amount of siyata dishmaya, if we deserve it or the lack of thereof, if it's that's our mission. And our tefillahs are largely devoted to asking Hashem for siyata dishmaya specifically in our nesiyanis. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.